the Y has a better reach than the city does as far as the grant through the Carver Trust, because Carver Trust does a lot with the YMCAs. And since we've dealt with the Y and we have a good memorandum or good understanding of working relationship with the Aquatic Center, it was better for the Y to be applying for the grant, because there's a opportunity to receive a larger amount. So we worked with the Y to put together a agreement that they would apply for us.
And they're looking at, if I read correctly, a potential up to $1 million for this grant?
We would hope to ask for $1 million, but, you know, I'm not sure what the standards are, and I don't know what Carver would be looking at.
Is there a financial commitment from the city for this at all?
No. So basically, the city, if we applied for a grant through Carver, we could only receive up to $25,000. And actually, the Y could apply for up to the $1 million.
And then you're also seeking additional funding. You have a special meeting for OSLAD, right? Speak to kind of what's going on there.
It's a little bit difficult to explain, because OSLAD, there's a max of $600,000 per project, but you can apply for multiple projects. And a couple years ago, we applied and received $600,000 grant for the splash pad and some of the brick and mortar for the restrooms for the new aquatic center. Well, now we are applying for the swimming pool part of the project.
And where have you, is there an update on the capital campaign? Are you, I mean, would some of this grant funding take care of the majority of that, or kind of where are you at?
Sure, you know, every dime counts. So if we could receive another $600,000, it'd get us a lot closer to that $7.5-8 million projection that we're looking at. We're still somewhere a little over $5 million. I'm not sure. There's been some small pledges coming in, but I'm not sure what our balance is currently.